Here's Chevrolet, 12th to Tyler Reddick in the Sirius XM Toyota, the 11 starter Daniel Suarez in the Choice Privileges Chevrolet.
Outside of row number 5, starting 10th in the minor docks, doors, and more Ford, it's Josh Berry. To his inside, starting 9th, Brad Keselowski in the BuildSubmarines.com Ford. The Kubota Chevrolet of Ross Chastain is 8th on the grid, 7th Martin Truex Jr., our defending winner, and the Reese's Fine Foods Toyota. Starting 6th, it's going to be Joey Logano, the Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford. Alex Bowman, 5th on the grid in the Ally Chevrolet. Moving up to row 2 on the outside, yesterday's winner on the Xfinity Series, Christopher Bell in the Ream Toyota. Then it's the Valvoline Chevrolet of William Byron starting 3rd. And now the front row on the outside, Iowa winner Ryan Blaney in the Menards Dutch Boy Ford. And on the pole in the Napa Auto Part Chevrolet, Chase Elliott.
And that's the starting lineup here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the USA Today 301.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Welcome back here to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Cars are rolling off. We'll have our state water heater view from the turns coming up next. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Time now for our state water heater's view from the turns, calling the action in turns 1 and 2 and halfway down the backstretch here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Rob Albright.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rice. And from my view here on the roof of the suites in the middle of turn number 1, something exciting happens every time we come to New Hampshire. Fans 10 feet away from the actual racing surface, standing behind a fence that's placed 10 feet away from the fence that separates the track from the race fans, ringing this track all the way down the front straightaway, all through turns 1 and 2. You don't see anything like anywhere else, and fans continue to pour in here this afternoon. Turns 1 and 2, banked at 2 degrees on the bottom, 7 degrees on the top. From where I stand, it looks perfectly flat, and the drivers will tell you, It feels pretty much that way. Two or three grooves of racing. We expect most of the day today. We saw that yesterday in the Xfinity Series race. Very tight turns. You really got to get hard on those binders coming into turn number one and make sure that you get the car turned smoothly and get a good exit off turn two. That's the only way you're going to contend for a win this afternoon. Halfway down the back straightaway where the cars are crawling along right now. I'll drop the call to one Pat Patterson.
All right, thank you, Rob. Happy race day, everybody. Welcome to the Magic Mile. We've got turns three and four covered for you. And interesting to note down here, the same two or three lanes are available to you. It looks really, really flat from where I'm at. And as Rob said, the drivers will agree with that. The walls are bright white with a lot of different logos on it. But the interesting fact about the corner is this. You spend as much as 40% of your lap around this racetrack letting the car roll through the corners. The guys that are going to win the race and compete for the win today are going to be the ones that can really get the most speed out of that roll. We'll be watching them roll and we'll be watching them rock all day long right here in turns three and four in New Hampshire.
As they exit turn number four, usually they will come from the bottom right up against the wall. Then they will eventually get to the granite stripe that marks the finish line here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Stage one today in the USA Today 301 will end on lap 70. Stage two at lap 185. However, lap 151 marks halfway, marks an official event should we get some bad weather later today. The third and final stage today scheduled for 116 laps. 318.46 miles in this event because the Magic Mile absolutely measures at 1.058. That according to our buddies at SIAPS.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. The view from the turns is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Time now for our pit road picks. We're going to start off with the indigenous personnel on our crew, and that's Alan Cavana.
Yes, I am a native of New England, and I got to go with the driver who's given us nothing but confidence. Christopher Bell is so confident in his car and his abilities here at New Hampshire. He won the Xfinity Series. He's going to do it again today, guys.
Today, the man in the middle is Brad Gilley.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb. Stewart Haas Racing has always been strong at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. You know who's been strong lately? Josh Berry. Today could be the day for win number one for the driver of the number four.
Let's see if it's a Berry good day. Over to Brett McMillan.
I'm going to go on a limb myself and pick a guy who has run really well here in the past but has yet to make the trip to victory lane. Today, he does. Bubba Wallace gets his first win at the Magic Mile.
All right, we'll see how our pit road picks come out. Stage one today is brought to you by eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right now, Doug, in this event today, six drivers who have already gone to victory lane here at New Hampshire, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Christopher Bell, and a year ago it was Martin Truex Jr. The lights are off. The 2025 Toyota Camry XSE pace car driven by Jesse Dolivoot. They're in front of Pat Patterson.
Here's the way the top three rows will start. It's Logano and Bowman in row three, Bell and Byron in row two, and up front it's Blaney and Elliott. The NASCAR New England fans are on their feet and we're ready for racing today.
Time to go racing here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Way in the USA Today 301. Green flag is in the air and Chase Elliott gets a quick jump on the outside. He'll lead that snarling pack into turn one.
The field thunders into turn number one in anger for the very first time. Elliott slips up the banking. That opens the inside lane for Christopher Bell. He'll try to take second away from Blaney.
And now it's Elliott who stretches it out by about four car lengths. The battle for second, though. Here comes Blaney working on the inside of yesterday's Xfinity Series winner. It's Elliott off the corner for the lead.
Christopher Bell keeping Blaney pinned to the bottom of the racetrack. They are still door-to-door in that battle for the second spot. Right behind him, Ross Chastain.
1 mile in, Chase Elliott already with a 10-car length advantage. In turn number two, middle groove belongs to Bell. Bottom lane is Ryan Blaney's, and here comes Chastain to Blaney's outside.
All right, now Bell has separated himself and has that second position. Chastain's going to challenge for the third spot against Ryan Blaney. They work into the corner, let that car roll. They stay side by side for third, and that's the way they'll battle off turn four.
Chastain grabs four spots on the first lap. On lap two, make it five as he slides to the outside of Ryan Blaney and goes up to the second spot.
And a pretty quiet season so far for Ross Chastain. Today may be the day as Elliott Pat continues to thunder out of turn number two with a huge advantage.
Joey Logano on the move as we watch that battle. Three cars almost side by side there as they battle for the third, fourth, and fifth spot. Give that one to Logano trying to work his way in the middle of the corner. That group rating really hard now off turn four.
Logano went around Blaney on the outside. Now Keats inside of Chastain. They can't make it work. That battle for third back to turn one.
Second place Christopher Bell, 10 car lengths ahead of the third place machine of Ross Chastain, who now feels some heat as they charge off turn number two. It's Joey Logano in his mirror.
Chase Elliott is way out there. He's got a great lead so far here. The battle for third rages on. Out in front is Ross Chastain. Here comes Logano on the bottom of the racetrack. Not going to be able to get anything done. He'll challenge again off of four.
Logano and Chastain cars carry similar paint schemes, sort of burnt orange. It looks like one big car. Chastain still up third. Logano in his tire track.
Behind them, a battle for position on the top of the racetrack. Josh Berry is moving forward. He'll try to capture a position. As to his left is Bowman.
We'll continue to watch that. Josh Berry not getting that far away from Bowman. Bowman does slip in behind him, so move him up a spot. Once again, everybody working the very bottom of the racetrack now off of turn number four.
Elliott will lead them across the stripe, leads lap number five. Bell. Now here comes Chastain, Logano, Blaney, also right there, Berry and Bowman.
25 car lengths, first to second, another 15 back to the third place car of Chastain. Then Blaney, who dropped several spots at the outset, puts some pressure on Logano.
Yeah, Penske teammates now mixing up a little bit here at the Magic Mile. Only a car length or two separate them as they head into the corner. Logano trying to hold on to Ross Chastain, who holds that third spot now off of turn four.
Carson Hocevar off to a quick start. He's already picked up five spots. He was fastest in practice yesterday. Joey Logano in a pretty good battle, it looks like, for fourth right now with Ryan Blaney.
Blaney is there right behind Blaney. Josh Berry will now take a peek to the inside of Blaney's Ford as they charge off turn number two. Not enough room to make that pass as they once again settle in single file.
Berry in a red and white car today with the number four on it right behind him. The usual ally colors for Bowman. Those cars working in the middle of turns three and four now. Race hard off turn four.
William Byron riding in the eighth spot, starting to get some pressure from our defending winner, Martin Truex Jr. A little farther back, it's Denny Hamlin side-by-side with Brad Keselowski. This is a fight for 12.
Keselowski middle group, bottom lane belongs to Hamlin. Hamlin gets a little bit loose. They almost but not quite touch as they continue side-by-side.
Exactly the way they'll race down the backstretch here. Hamlin on the inside in that purple number 11 to his outside. Keselowski fighting hard. Meanwhile, up front, Logano really putting the heat on those two cars. Has moved up a spot now.
Logano got around Ross Chastain. He went up to third. Now Chastain may be giving up spot to Ryan Blaney, who's worked to his inside.
Bit of a sluggish start at the outset for Ryan Blaney. Started on the front row, now working his way back toward the front. He does want that fourth position. Ross Chastain trying to deny it.
Yeah, Chastain fights back and he gets the spot. Blaney is slowing now. Kind of wondered something that went amiss or got a little loose off that corner down there. He gets back up to speed now. He'll battle Bowman in the middle of the racetrack off turn four.
Josh Berry just rolled by Ryan Blaney. Blaney in danger of dropping back another spot. The Ally Chevrolet of Alex Bowman closing again in, and he too, it looks like, will choose the outside.
They'll run nose to tail through the turn number two. The fight is in front of them. That's where Ross Chastain in that fourth spot is about to lose it to Josh Berry.
Josh Berry working hard. Middle of the backstretch now. Half a car length behind Chastain. He'll try to stick his nose up under once again. Chastain's car goes up the racetrack. This gives Berry an opportunity. They'll be door to door all four.
Need to remember, Josh Berry is a short track ace. This is his home turf, so to speak, as he works to the inside of Chastain. Looks like he'll be moving up to fourth.
Only a half dozen laps of practice on Friday, or yesterday, I should say. Josh Berry will take the spot, following in his tire tracks as Blaney both bypass Chastain.
Big advantage now. Blaney took advantage of those two cars. I'm talking about Berry and Chastain. They got a little loose down there in the middle of that corner. Here's Ryan Blaney trying to pick up another spot here off of turn number four.
So Josh Berry now running fourth, and behind him, six cars all lined up tight together. Here now is Truex popping out of the line. He looks inside again of that car from William Byron.
The reason we're following this fight for about the eighth position is because Chase Elliott, the race leader, is a full straightaway ahead of him. Again, Truex moves alongside Byron.
Mark Truex Jr. now works hard into the corner, seeing if he can pick up another spot. His car seemingly able to stick down at the bottom of the racetrack, which is not what Willie B. has been able to do.
All right, let's give you a snapshot freeze frame here of the top five before we go to break. Chase Elliott has pulled out to a three-second advantage over Christopher Bell. Joey Logano is third, Josh Berry fourth, and riding fifth is Ryan Blaney.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
USA Today, the nation's news, proudly sponsors today's race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Whether it's breaking news, developing stories, or our in-depth sports coverage, you'll get quality journalism and content to keep you on track. Fuel your fandom for any topic and subscribe by visiting usatoday.com for news coverage worth championing.
Today's broadcast here from New Hampshire Motor Speedway at the USA Today 301 is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Chase Elliott not saving anything right now. A 3.1-second lead over Christopher Bell. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're friendly and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Just underway in the USA Today 301. Ryan Blaney started in the outside front row but has dropped back. He says right now he has no turn off throttle. He has stabilized just a little bit, but has dropped back significantly since the start of the race. Also, Carson Hocevar has made some big gains so far in the race. This is the first time he has ever seen this track. It was during practice yesterday. Never been on the track before. He was the fastest in the short practice we had yesterday. The only trouble he's had today is that he got a little bit loose when he split a couple cars early in this run. Alan Gavanna.
Look at Joey Logano, a solid run in third place right now, but can't seem to make up any ground on Christopher Bell or Chase Elliott. On the radio, he says, yeah, the car's good, but I'm just way too free coming off turn two, coming off turn four. That's where they're losing all their speed right now for the 22 car. Brad Gilley?
After finishing 35th last week at Iowa Speedway, Kyle Busch just did not have a very good metric for a starting spot. He started 30th today and has actually dropped back to 32nd. His biggest problem, he's not able to roll through the center of the corner. He can't get that car turned. We talked about Ross Chastain early in this run. He jumped up from 9th to 3rd very quickly, but now has fallen back to 6th. He's having a problem with the handle on his race car. Needs to be able to get back to the throttle sooner.
Chastain right now getting some pressure from Martin Truex Jr. As we look a little farther up, Josh Berry continuing to run some of the fastest laps on the racetrack. And, Doug, he's coming off a seventh-place run at Iowa, has had a pretty interesting stretch the last five races. Three top tens, two DNFs. He's hoping for another top 10, not another DNF today.
Just even that out, I think he has impressed a lot of people, a lot of chatter, that Josh Berry will be in another maybe better cup ride next year. Of course, Stuart Haas closing down, and he's a pretty hot shoe and I think a well sought after commodity. And Mark, we talked to Brett McMillan, we were just talking about Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch got to find some speed and bring it to the racetrack and get the results. Sometimes they brought fast cars, but they've not had results. He comes into this race at the start 31 points out from the cutoff line. They've got to find a little bit more of something right now. As it stands right now, he's already dropped back a bunch more. He's minus 64. Now, I know it's way early, but that's not a good indicator.
Doug, after back-to-back top tens at Dover and Kansas, has three finishes of 27th or worse in the last five races with two DNFs. They have got to get back on track.
Pat Patterson watching the guy from Dawsonville slide right by you right now. And Chase Elliott, and he got out in that clean air. He's colored it gone.
Man, that is the key here, Doug. You know, oftentimes we talk about these restarts, and you know, if you can get the advantage off of turn two on a restart, man, I'll tell you what, it is money in the bank right now. Elliott, sailing off of turn two, has had a great lead and continues to build that, but I noticed that that group that's behind them is not really giving up that much time. He just got such a good jump from the very beginning. Here's Elliott now, midway through three and four, gets back in the gas and gives that nine a ride back from the start finish.
Last lap, Elliott ran 31 seconds flat around the Magic Mile. The guys chasing him all at 31 flat, Doug, or 30.9. So the top three, four, five cars, as Blaney now has found some speed, all running pretty much the same exact lap time.
And Rob Albright, I know we talk a lot about clean air, and usually we apply that to bigger tracks, but all these drivers will tell you it is paramount here at New Hampshire.
And I think the fact that the track is flat adds to that. It just exaggerates that fact. Martin Truex Jr. has finally gotten around Ross Chastain after just holding up Truex for a number of laps, Pat. Finally, Chastain just moved over heading down the backstretch.
Well, I think all of these drivers are just counting it down to an opportunity to get in and make some adjustments. They didn't get much practice yesterday, and Mark, I know that they got to be waiting to get in there and see what they can do with the race cars.
Absolutely, and as I watch Elliott, Pat, in turns three and four, he goes up about midway up the banking in turns three and four and then kind of diamonds across, and it looks like some guys are trying to follow that lead.
Well, we talk about the fact that you got to let it roll through the middle of this corner. You get on the brakes hard when you enter the corner, then you want to not get on them too hard to where you slow the momentum, but let it roll. But what Elliott's able to do is hit the brakes just enough to get that car to pivot right in the middle of the corner and dive back in. It's a short track maneuver, but it works at a place like Loudon. He's just doing it again right in front of me as he rockets all four.
It's Elliott looking good right now. 3.3 second lead. Bell's actually cut into it just a touch. Time now for our eBay Motors leaderboard. Chase Elliott leading by 3.2 seconds over Christopher Bell. Joey Logano is third. Fourth belongs to Josh Berry. Ryan Blaney fifth. Martin Truex Jr. sixth. Seventh belongs to Ross Chastain. Alex Bowman eighth. Ninth to Tyler Reddick, and Denny Hamlin is 10th.
William Byron 11th, Ty Gibbs currently 12th, Kyle Larson has moved from 19th up to 13th, 14th is Todd Gilliland, Brad Keselowski 15th, 16th is going to be Bubba Wallace, Justin Haley 17th, 18th Carson Hocevar with Chris Buescher 19th, Corey LaJoy in 20th.
21st to Michael McDowell, 22nd Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Noah Gregson 23rd, 24th Harrison Burton, 25th is Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric 26th, Eric Jones, 27th. Ryan Preece rides 28th, 29th. Austin Dillon and Daniel Suarez is 30th.
John Hunter Nemechek is 31st. Kyle Busch in 32nd, 33rd. Zane Smith with Daniel Hemric, 34th. Kaz Grala, 35th. And riding in the last position right now in the Colic Racing Chevrolet, Ty Dillon.
And that's our eBay Motors leaderboard. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ty Dillon has become the first car to go one lap down as we go down to pit road in O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cabana.
And I'm looking at the car of William Byron, the number 24. He started this race in third, but he has dropped. He is now outside of the top 10. On the radio, he's saying he's just too loose getting into the corner. Every time he goes into one and three, it's too loose for him to keep the speed up. It's interesting, guys, with William Byron. It seems like he's figured out, you know, this series, the sport's got a lot of wins, championship contender, but his best finish ever here at New Hampshire is 11th, one track he has yet to figure out.
And William Byron, not that great here. 15.5 average finish. Almost halfway through stage one here in the USA Today 301.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest thee forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communication needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan, so stop by and see them in the vendor area or learn more at racingelectronics.com. Chase Elliott from the pole has led all of the first 33 laps in the USA Today 301, but was once a 3.3-second gap over second-place Christopher Bell has now been cut to 1.9. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Jimmie Johnson.
Yeah.
Where's his place in all of this?
So I look at Jimmie Johnson, and maybe I have a little bit different perspective because I grew up with Richard Petty while he was winning all of his championships and stuff. And it was tough. It's tough to win championships. I mean, so many great drivers, as we go back in time, won lots of races and never won championships. So many great drivers won lots of races, never won Daytona. Those big moments, they just couldn't get over that hump. So to win seven, no matter how you win seven, is amazing. I believe, and I have said this a million times on a million different occasions, Jimmie Johnson's five in a row is the most underrated record in all of sports. It gets very little attention, very little attention. We talk about Tiger Woods winning all these majors. We talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You talk about everything that Richard Petty has done, everything Dale Earnhardt Sr. has done. Five in a row, nobody's done five in a row.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the USA Today 301. Currently on lap 36, stage one ends at lap 70. Mark Garrow pointed out before the break that Christopher Bell was starting to catch Chase Elliott. He's now just 1.1 seconds behind the race leader. Yesterday's winner in the Xfinity Series, Christopher Bell, told Adam Stevens his car is starting to get better. It's starting to free up on throttle, which is giving him options the way he goes up the corner. Alan Cabana.
Back over to Alan Cabana.
And just listen to the radio here on my end. Some teams are waiting on Chase Elliott to get in some lap traffic to hopefully field will come to them. Chains like Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, hoping to catch the leader before he gets too far out in front, Brett McMillan.
Well, as you can imagine, Chase Elliott very happy with his car. And we know that because he hasn't said a word about it yet. Normally, if he's not happy, he's saying something about it and complaining. Meanwhile, Brad Keselowski said the car that he has is free on entry and tight on exit. Daniel Suarez complains that his car is bouncing too much over the little bumps that we have here at New Hampshire. And Ryan Blaney says right now the car is sliding on the front too much.
So now we have Kaz Grala has gone down a lap. So has Daniel Hemric. And now here's the leader, Chase Elliott, trying to put a lap on Kyle Busch. And Christopher Bell is right there, closing in on his back bumper.
It's just three car lengths, the separation now between race leader Chase Elliott and the car of Christopher Bell. Kyle Busch has gone a lap down.
Yeah, we're watching Bell now as he tries to close in even further on the leader. They enter turn number three.
Bell will get underneath Kyle Busch. He'll pull within three car lengths of the leader. Christopher Bell is coming after it for the lead.
Chase Elliott, ask not for whom the Christopher Bell tolls. I'm afraid he tolls for thee right now. Two car lengths back going into one.
Very punny, Mr. Rice. Second place belongs to Christopher Bell, but for how long? Just a couple car lengths back of Chase Elliott. Next up on the hit list is Zane Smith, just about four car lengths ahead of the race leader.
Here's the leader down the backstretch now, Chase Elliott. Four car length separation. Christopher Bell closes it down now on the number nine. Bell looks at the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to get alongside of Elliott. Bell's going to battle hard for the lead. They're door to door on four.
As they race down to the granite stripe, it is still Elliott. He leads the 41st lap. But will he lead the 42nd?
Christopher Bell is very deferential when he says the cars are what gives him the speed at this racetrack, but he's driving the wheels off as he did yesterday, door to door for the race lead.
Seabell going after it for the lead against the nine car of Chase Elliott. Into the corner they go in turn number three. Bell gets a nose out front. Bell slides up in front of Elliott. Bell leads them all four.
Christopher Bell worked down to the bottom side, got around race leader. Christopher Bell, the new race leader here on lap 42. He's got a soon-to-be lap car of Zane Smith right in front of him. Classic there, Mark Garrow, for Christopher Bell. Stalked him, cut it down from almost 4 seconds, took his time, picked his spot, and makes the move.
And right now, he, of course, is working on some more lap traffic as Chase Elliott still hangs in there. And as Doug, as we watch a little farther back, almost on cue, his teammate Martin Truex Jr. has picked up his pace. He's currently riding in the sixth position. The man who led 254 laps a year ago by going to victory lane, now trying to chase down Ryan Blaney in turn one.
Been noticing Martin Truex Jr. making steady progress forward. He's about five car lengths back of Ryan Blaney, who's just three back of Josh Berry. So Truex is on the march, Pat.
We'll watch and see if Truex can close the gap a bit more against Blaney now into corner number three. Everybody riding at the bottom of the racetrack. Let's the cars drift up the middle of the racetrack. That's exactly what Truex does, and he'll close it down to about seven car lengths off of Blaney.
Truex trying to reel in Ryan Blaney, but then you've got to go almost a half a racetrack back to find the seventh place car of Ross Chastain. The front six have really broken away.
It is Ross Chastain in turn number one right now, and he soon is going to feel some heat from Denny Hamlin. Chastain has gone higher and higher and higher on the racetrack. Tempting fate, I think. Hamlin just a couple of car lengths back.
There's no question about it that Joe Gibbs Toyotas are awfully good at this racetrack. Watching Denny Hamlin now go to work a little bit further on Chastain midway through three and four. It's heating up in front of them as well.
Now, Denny Hamlin very quietly has been making a move forward. He started in the 14th position, currently riding eighth, again trying to chase down Chastain. We're watching now Joey Logano try to hold off Josh Berry. Ryan Blaney also trying to line up in that battle there, and Truex closes in as well. They're in three.
Blaney now slides up in front of Truex, and Truex trying to get underneath the 31 car of Daniel Hemric. He'll make that move now off of turn four.
Truex to the outside, or to the inside, rather, of Daniel Hemric, trying to get around that lap car, but he's kept Truex in his sights.
Four cars now fighting for that third position. Joey Logano's got it. Josh Berry, Ryan Blaney, and Martin Truex Jr. would like to take it away.
Down the backstretch they go, battling to turn number three as the cars, again, are using that diamond method of getting through this corner. The action is tight right there with Logano and with Blaney.
Blaney comes out of turn four low, Berry on the high side, then they all line up single file here on the straightaway here at New Hampshire. Let's go down now to our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Brett McMillan.
Well, now that he's lost the lead, Chase Elliott said that his car is loose and said he's right now pretty hard on the right rear and said it really has been that way ever since the tires got up to full air pressure.
All right, thanks a lot for that update. Mark Garrett still got to go back to this Kyle Busch story. This is another week that they are just struggling. He goes a lap down before we get to lap 40 today.
Doug, at this point, they are absolutely searching for any kind of combination at all. And usually, you know, it used to be RCR. They had a pretty good short track package, very competitive on tracks like this. And right now, struggling. And Kyle Busch, that whole team, the last month has just been a total disaster.
Not trying to dig a insurmountable hole for that team. But Kyle Busch has won, what, 19 years in a row that he has gotten a victory? That streak isn't dangerous if they don't find a little magic.
Doug, a few weeks ago, I talked to him about that, and he said it was very, very important they got to number 20.
So we'll take a break. Come right back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at Toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Think you've seen the best of NASCAR in Atlanta?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Think again. NASCAR returns to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the first round of the Cup Series playoffs. It's high speeds and higher stakes with championship hopes on the line. It's gonna be epic, and the best place to experience it is right here. Don't miss the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, kicking off the NASCAR playoffs in an epic way, September 6th through the 8th.
Teams clicking off the laps quickly here. No cautions yet. We're 51 laps deep into this race. 70 make up stage one. The race leader, still Christopher Bell, by a second and a half over Chase Elliott. Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, invites you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This season, join NASCAR legends at Echo Park at Speedway Motorsports tracks to enjoy a cup of coffee, check out some cool cars. You can win a VIP ticket upgrade and a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
John Hunter Nemechek now joins the drivers one lap down. Daniel Suarez also minus one. Zane Smith as well has lost a lap. Now Austin Dillon riding in the 29th spot in danger of going a lap down to Christopher Bell. Indeed, he has done that. So both RCR cars, Dillon and Kyle Busch, a lap down here in stage number one.
We're going to have a few more if this stays green before we get to the end of this stage. Only 15 laps to go. This is atypical if you get a stage one like this where they're clean and green and you've got a rabbit like Christopher Bell out there. They can put a third of the field down.
Doug, Ryan Preece, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe riding back there in the back of the pack. They're in danger of going down a lap, as well as Harrison Burton, Eric Jones. They cannot get to the green-white checkered flag fast enough.
They've got to pedal really hard to try to stay on the lead lap here. Watching William Byron and Kyle Larson running in close proximity, but nowhere near the front, Rob. They're 12th and 13th.
Yeah, and Kyle Larson's been laboring back in 12th, 13th position, dirt tracking through one and two this time. Cannot catch his teammate.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace right in the middle of that mix as well. Those guys race hard into turn number three. They're also catching some slower traffic, which they're going to have to begin to maneuver around a lot of that themselves. Here's how they race off of turn four.
So Byron has 12th, Larson 13th, Wallace 14th, again on a string, their nose to tail, back to turn number one.
Speed seem to have equalized pretty much through the field. They're now working around the lap machine of Ty Dillon. That forces Byron way high and opens up the inside lane, but not enough room there for Larson.
William Byron now making some aggressive moves, trying to get a little distance between he and his teammates. They work down in the corner here, and it'll be Kyle Larson taking the low ride around, trying to hold on to his teammate on four.
But this threesome here of William Byron and Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace, they don't have to pedal super hard, Mark. They're not in any danger of going down. We've got less than 10 laps or 12 laps to go to get to the end of stage one. Just hold serve and you're in a good spot.
No danger of going a lap down. No hope of getting in the top 10 to get any kind of points in this opening stage, so they can just kind of make some laps. Now, again, we're watching the leader, Christopher Bell, closing in on Chase Briscoe. Of course, the big news on Friday, Christopher Bell kind of stumbled and let loose that Chase Briscoe would be the guy that's going to be replacing Martin Truex Jr. He tried to put it in reverse and back up. It didn't work.
It was too late. By the time he blurted out the news there, everybody knew that was fact. Watching a pretty decent battle here with two guys that are locked up together, and that's Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney. Logano riding third, Blaney in fourth. They're battling for a point here, Rob.
Ryan Blaney dropped back several spots at the outset of this race. Now he's got that Ford running very, very well. He's just about four car lengths behind the machine of Joey Logano, and they've got three lap cars lined up right in front of them.
Yeah, Logano's got to make some quick work of these guys to keep Blaney back as they work into the corner now, right in front of him. Chase Elliott making a move. Logano goes underneath the number nine car. They'll race door-to-door all four.
Nine laps to go here in stage one. Logano pressuring Chase Elliott for second place.
After leading much of the early part of stage number one, Chase Elliott not only has lost the lead, but he's in jeopardy of losing two more spots. He's running second, but Logano is right there, as is Blaney.
And Blaney keeping Logano very honest. Midway down the backstretch here at the Magic Mile, they'll race into the corner. Elliott will go to the bottom of the racetrack. It'll be Logano trying the top side of it. Blaney's going to get inside of Logano now off turn four.
A lot of star power in that little group right there. Three champions racing in close proximity. Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney.
And this is about half a lap behind the race leader, Christopher Bell, who continues to pound the laps and pound his competitors into submission. Off turn number two, it is Logano and Blaney.
Chase Elliott doing a good job of keeping some distance between them right now as they race into the corner. They're about to catch Austin Dillon. Dillon's going to move up the racetrack there and give a little bit of running room to this group. They'll race hard off turn four, nose to tail.
Good news for Chase Briscoe. He passed Austin Cindric. Cindric passed by the leader, Christopher Bell. He's minus one, but guess who Christopher Bell is all over right now in turn two? Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe trying to hang on. I think Bell may be cutting him a little bit of grace after spilling the beans yesterday.
I wouldn't cut him any kind of break here. I would hope that I could get around him, and that's exactly what the leader is going to do. Yeah, he's not going to feel too sorry for what might be a teammate down the road. They race hard off turn four.
A flashback here to the stripe. My eye goes back here to this battle for second. Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, those guys are fighting for a couple of stage points here.
They are, and Christopher Bell really in no hurry to get around Chase Briscoe because nobody pressuring him. Off of turn number two to the bottom of the racetrack goes Chase Elliott as he tries to get around the lap machine of Austin Dillon with Joey Logano right on his back bumper.
Wow, Austin Dillon's putting up a fight now, going into the corner here in turn three. It is Elliott to the bottom of the racetrack. Logano trying to split the two of them here and make a move. He's able to get underneath Dillon, but he has to fall back in.
Five laps to go here in stage number one. Bell having a hard time putting Briscoe down a lap as they close in on Ryan Preece.
Two cars, three cars battling for that second position. That's where the action is right now. The stage points are up and in play. It is Elliott hanging on as Logano looks to the low side.
A little higher, a little further up. Here's the leader once again trying to work underneath Chase Briscoe. He's going to finally get that done off of turn four. Behind that group, we continue to watch as Logano door-to-door with Elliott all four.
Logano down on the inside. They race back to the granite stripe. Elliott cuts his nose off. He'll hang on to that second spot as they roll into one.
And Chase Briscoe momentarily unlapped himself, but now once again, Bell looks like he's finally going to dispatch with him. Into turn number two. Logano to the low side. Took the peek to the inside. There was nothing there.
Logano in that bright orange car. Elliott flying the Napa colors here this afternoon. Blaney in his usual colors today. They race into the corner. Elliott will go up the racetrack. Logano doesn't have much momentum off the corner. He'll settle in behind him again.
Logano from the apron of the racetrack up to the outside against the wall here on the front stretch. Three laps to go in stage number one.
Chase Elliott simply running the line that Joey Logano wants to use in turns number one and two.
the top of the dark part of the asphalt, about a groove and a half off the bottom of the racetrack, and they still run nose to tail.
Watching Christopher Bell up front here, once again trying to make his move back under Chase Briscoe. Gets the nose right alongside the door of Briscoe, but he'll dive back into the gas and hold up position.
Joey Logano's red car today, carrying the colors for Hunt Brothers Pizza, drifted up the racetrack a little bit there, lost a touch of ground to Chase Elliott. Two to go in stage one.
Logano almost gets to the back bumper of Chase Elliott at the entrance to turn number one. He'll dive very low, left side tires below the apron part of the racetrack, and he'll run side by side with Elliott.
Christopher Bell up front there, trying once again to work on Chase Briscoe. Meanwhile, a good fight there. Here's Chase Elliott. He'll go to the middle of the racetrack. Logano will take the red car to the bottom of the racetrack now. Can he make that stick?
Austin Cindric hoping that Chase Briscoe can stay on the lead lap with one lap to go in stage number one so he can get the free pass there in turn one.
Side by side for second place, third place, and now Blaney will join that. Logano at the bottom, Elliott up top, and right behind them is Ryan Blaney.
And once again, Christopher Bell enters turn three. Behind him, a good fight for that third spot. Once again, Logano right there on the door of the nine car. They work together midway through three and four. Now Logano gets the nose out front.
Christopher Bell will win stage one. The battle is going to be for second. Give it to Joey Logano. Chase Elliott takes home third there. Josh Berry with a nice run in we'll be back in fifth. Ryan Blaney got fourth. Barry in fifth. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick, and Alex Bowman make up your top ten from stage one, which is brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only as stage one goes to Christopher Bell here in New Hampshire.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. They do a great job here at New Hampshire. And when it comes to pro-focused truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Stage one goes to Christopher Bell. Logano was the runner-up. From New Hampshire, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Live at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in the middle of a pit cycle for the first time. Joey Logano reached that stage in second and had a great run, but said he needs to handle better, so they just made a small air pressure adjustment. Similar for Denny Hamlin. Great first stage, but needs to handle better getting in and getting off the corner, Brett Gilly.
Stage one winner Christopher Bell just said he was a little too tight in the corner. Adam Stevens gave him an air pressure adjustment, topped him off with Sunoco fuel. Go on the jack was the word for them. For Josh Berry, his car's top five fast right now, says he needs to be just a little bit tighter on the racetrack. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott said he was way loose and bouncy. It was a terrible ride. He said they gave him a four-tire change in Sunoco fuel, also an air pressure adjustment in the left rear. Ryan Blaney said he needed some help to roll the corners better. He said he's a little bit tight on lanes three and four, so they gave him an air pressure adjustment and a four-tire change and an 11-second stop.
Christopher Bell first on pit lane and the first off. Joey Logano comes off number two. Up three spots, Martin Truex Jr. third off the pit lane. Josh Berry picks up a spot he was fourth, losing to was Chase Elliott. The other cars coming off the pit lane in our top ten. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Ross Chastain, Todd Gilliland, and Michael McDowell.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-541-0224. 800-541-0224. 800-541-0224. That's 800-541-0224.
Back here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, bad news from Michael McDowell, removing equipment from their pit road area, so he'll have to restart the brace at the back of the pack. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com to get started today. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
After Christopher Bell has won his seventh stage this season, he will lead the field to the green flag as we open up stage number two here in just a moment. A leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. So Christopher Bell, the leader. Joey Logano is second. Martin Truex Jr. third. Fourth is Josh Berry. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Ryan Blaney sixth. Denny Hamlin seventh. Eighth is Ross Chastain. Todd Gilliland is ninth, and Tyler Reddick is 10th.
Best of the top 20, Alex Bowman, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace 13th, 14th, Keselowski, Larson is 15th, Buescher rides 16th, followed by Josevar, Byron, LaJoy, and Justin Haley rounds out the top 20 as the field gets ready to head down the front stretch here into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is in the air. Christopher Bell hops out to the lead. Joe Logano trying to work to his outside.
He stays right with Bell into turn number one. He's about a half car length behind. Way high in two goes Logano. That gives the lead clearly to Bell as they charge off the second corner. Bell has the field by about 2.5 car lengths now as he works Logano right behind him. Chase Elliott goes door to door with Martin Truex Jr. Right behind him is Josh Berry. Racing hard into the corner. Here comes Bell. He'll lead the field off four.
Truex now will drive around Chase Elliott. He'll take over third. Elliott says, wait a minute. He fights back to the inside. Josh Berry is right there as well.
Martin Truex Jr. picked up three spots on that exchange of pit stops. He'll run high on the racetrack. Now that opens the inside lane for Chase Elliott and Josh Berry. It's a hornet's nest for second. Everybody knows the value of that clean air, and the man out front is Christopher Bell. Now they line up right behind him. A car length separating Logano. Here's MTJ right behind him. He gets a little held up by Logano, and Berry charges from the outside.
Three wide back there for third right now. It's Berry, Logano, and then Josh Berry working on the outside, a part of that three-wide mix that includes Chase Elliott.
Can they stay that way? Yes, they do, all the way through the second corner. Elliott on the bottom. Truex will give up the third spot to Berry, and he now goes after Logano. Great racing there, but it's really letting Christopher Bell stretch it out again. Into the corner they go, into three. Martin Truex Jr. goes to work underneath Josh Berry. He gets side-by-side with Logano. Logano charges Berry to the outside.
Josh Berry got a two for the last lap. This time he overpowers Joey Logano for second place, running hard on the outside.
Trying to get to that clean air as this fight for the second position. They know that they've got to go. Truex being very, very aggressive as he works to the high side of Logano for third. All right, so Truex goes to the outside now of Joey Logano. Logano slips back by a car length. He'll go in his tire tracks behind the number 19. Truex trying to work hard to hold on to Josh Berry. Josh Berry has second.
Josh Berry right now in second place, 10 car lengths behind Christopher Bell. Then it's Truex. Logano, fifth place right now, belongs to Elliott. Denny Hamlin up to sixth.
Christopher Bell's advantage over second running Josh Berry has grown to about 7 car lengths. Berry, 2 car lengths up on Truex. 3 more back to Logano. Logano there with right behind him will be Chase Elliott. Then Denny Hamlin. 4 car lengths more back is Ryan Blaney. And Alex Bowman also in that mix. It's Bell off the fourth corner with the lead.
Chase Elliott running fifth, maybe not for long. Hamlin gets a good run from the bottom at the exit of turn four at the stripe. Nearly a dead heat. Hamlin again on the bottom. Elliott up high in turn number one.
After building a big lead from the pole, Chase Elliott now beginning to struggle a little bit. So far, Hamlin not successful in getting around him, but they are side by side. That's the battle, the number 9 and number 11. It's Elliott to the outside. Inside, it is Hamlin. Blaney looks on from about 2 car lengths back. They stay door to door in turn 3 and 4. Now it'll be Hamlin that advances.
Denny Hamlin slides up in front of Chase Elliott, takes that spot away, and a little bit further back, we've got Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, and Kyle Larson fighting for the back end of the top 10.
Ross Chastain struggling. He's given up a couple of positions. First to Ty Gibbs and then to Bubba Wallace. He's about to lose another one, and he does to Kyle Larson. Blaney now goes to work on Elliott. He would like to move up one more spot closer to the top 5 now. He'll make that move, and the 12 car will jump out in front of Elliott, who's struggling right now with his race car.
Make Blaney number 6. Elliott now in the 7th spot. Again, watching Chastain. He's struggling. Here's Tyler Reddick looking inside. William Byron's right there with Todd Gilliland.
Ross did not have a good car at the end of that first stage, and whatever adjustments they made don't seem to have liked that race car, and he certainly doesn't like it, but Tyler Reddick still sits to his inside. A little bit further up, we're watching Ty Gibbs. Gibbs now seems to be coming to life a little bit better with his car as he works the middle of turns 3 and 4, working on Alex Bowman now over turn 4.
Ty Gibbs down to the bottom of the racetrack on the exit of 4, pulls up to the flank here of Alex Bowman. Let's see if Toyota can make the pass on the Chevy.
Gibbs goes into turn 1 a bit deeper than does his competitor, Alex Bowman. Bowman will easily give up the spot. Ty Gibbs now will set his sights on Chase Elliott.
Right behind that group, watching Kyle Larson. He's on the bumper
of Bubba Wallace as those two work into the corner now. It'll be the champ going to the bottom of the racetrack. That's Kyle Larson trying to take that spot away. A good race between those two all four.
Ty Gibbs, and moving up to eighth, has now improved 10 positions since the start of this event. Meanwhile, here's Chastain trying to hold on to 13th with Byron closing in.
I think it's an exercise in futility for Ross. He'll move up a lane. That opens the inside. Now, Reddick was underneath him the last lap, unable to pass, and that will be the same this time.
Yeah, he'll lock right onto the bumper. Meanwhile, up front, here comes Martin Truex Jr. trying to make a move on Josh Berry. They'll go door-to-door for second.
Nice battle for the runner-up spot here. Berry will hang on to it momentarily. Can he keep Truex at bay in turn one?
Maybe. Maybe not. He'll crawl up the banking. What 6 degrees of it there is at that point on the racetrack. Truex took a peek to the inside, but was not able to get it even.
Couldn't get it quite done, but will he try it again down here on this end of the racetrack? Martin Truex Jr. goes to work on Josh Berry. Berry this time lets the car drift up the racetrack. Truex will go right with him, and those two are about to draw Joey Logano back to him.
Now we've just completed lap 88, 97 to go here in stage number two of the USA Today 301. Currently, our leader, Christopher Bell, by 2 seconds over Josh Berry, Martin Truex Jr., the rest of our top five, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up. A clean fuel system can increase performance and fuel economy. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9 and get 2x O Rewards points. In-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For NASCAR fans just tuning in, I'm Kyle Petty here with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. This season will be the most exciting one yet with the introduction of Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series, a pre-race event where race fans can grab coffee, ask me questions, and check out the great cars of Echo Park. And this just in, fans will be entered for the chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Now, throughout the week on some great AM and FM stations across the country, a lot of great PRN programming. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki.
And I want to give a shout-out to one of those great affiliates from nearby here. That's WSMN. 2 Bobs that run the show there. They carry just about all the PRN programming there is. Plus, they program talk radio and